The defrost cycle and defrost board basics. Why heat pump frosts its outdoor coil in heat mode. How the defrost cycle clears it. The difference between time slash temperature and demand defrost boards. And how to read and test the defrost circuit in the field. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. In heat mode, the outdoor coil is the evaporator. It's pulling heat out of outdoor air, so the coil runs colder than the outdoor air around it. When that coil surface drops below freezing and there's moisture in the air, frost forms on it, just like on a window. Frost insulates the coil and blocks airflow, which kills capacity fast. The defrost cycle is the system's built-in way to melt that frost off so heating can continue. The defrost board or defrost control is the brain that decides when to defrost and runs the steps. How it works, to defrost. The system briefly runs the outdoor unit in cooling mode while it's actually trying to heat the house. Here's the sequence the board orchestrates. The board decides it's time to defrost. How it decides depends on the control type. See below. It energizes the reversing valve to flip the outdoor coil into condenser mode. Now hot discharge gas flows through the outdoor coil and melts the frost. It shuts off the outdoor fan so it's not blowing cold air over a coil it's trying to warm up. And so it doesn't blow the melt water around. Because the indoor coil is now temporarily acting as an evaporator cold, the board brings on auxiliary slash backup heat electric strips, or the gas furnace and dual fuel so the house doesn't get blasted with cold air during defrost. When the coil is clear, the board terminates defrost, flips the reversing valve back to heat, restarts the outdoor fan, and drops the aux heat back to normal heating. That burst of steam rolling off an outdoor unit on a cold day is usually just a normal defrost, frost melting and flashing to vapor. Customers panic. It's normal. Two families of defrost control. Time slash temperature time defrost. A timer initiates a defrost attempt at a fixed interval, commonly selectable like every 30, 60, or 90 minutes of compressor runtime. It only actually defrosts if the defrost thermostat a temperature sensor clamp to the coil is closed, i.e. the coil is cold enough to possibly be frosted. It terminates on temperature coil warms up or on a maximum time limit, often about 10 minutes as a backstop. Simple, but it can defrost when it doesn't need to wasting energy or wait too long. Demand defrost. Smarter boards watch coil temperature and runtime. Some compare coil temp to ambient, track temperature difference, or use accumulated conditions to defrost only when frost has actually built up. Fewer unnecessary defrosts. Better efficiency. More sensors, more to diagnose. In the field, force a defrost to test the circuit. Most defrost boards have a way to speed up or force a test defrost, often a button, a test pin slash header, or a way to short the speed up terminal so the timer runs fast. Check the board legend. Forcing defrost lets you watch all the steps happen on demand instead of waiting. When you force it, confirm. Reversing valve shifts, outdoor fan stops, aux heat comes on, and after termination everything returns to heat. Check the defrost thermostat timed systems. It's a temperature switch on the coil slash tube. It should be closed when cold below roughly the mid-30s degrees, varies by part, and open when warm, often opens around the high 40s to about 70 degrees depending on the spec. If it's stuck open, the board never gets permission to defrost and the coil ice is solid. If stuck closed, it can over-defrost. Test by reading continuity cold vs warm, or substitute per the part's rated temps. Normal values and targets. Time defrost intervals. Commonly field selectable at 30/60/90 minutes of compressor run time, some at 50/70, etc. Defrost time limit termination backstop. Often about 10 minutes maximum per cycle. Defrost thermostat close point. Roughly low 30s degrees coil cold enough to frost. Verify the part. Defrost thermostat open slash terminate point. Often somewhere from the high 40s up toward about 70 degrees, verify the part. A normal defrost is short a couple to several minutes and ends with the coil visibly clear. Common faults and what they mean. Outdoor coil iced over solid, no defrost happening. Defrost not initiating or not completing. Suspect. Defrost thermostat stuck open timed. Failed defrost board, bad coil sensor demand, reversing valve not shifting during defrost, or the outdoor fan not stopping. Defrosts way too often slash runs aux too much, defrost thermostat stuck closed, board initiating on too short an interval, or demand sensor reading wrong. Wastes energy and runs up the electric bill. Blows cold air in the house during defrost. Aux heat isn't coming on when it should. Check the board's aux slash defrost output, the strip slash furnace, and the wiring. Defrost without aux equals cold air complaint. Never terminate slash runs the full time limit every time. Coil isn't actually warming. Low charge, weak compressor, reversing valve not fully shifting or the termination sensor is bad. The time limit is a safety, not normal termination. Reversing valve doesn't flip during defrost. Frost never melts. See the reversing valve article signal, coil, or insufficient pressure difference. Tech tips and gotchas. A heat pump in defrost looks broken to a customer. Steam. The outdoor fan stopped, a whoosh as the valve shifts, maybe a momentary cold draft. It's normal. Educate, don't replace. Some frost on the outdoor coil in heat mode is normal. A light, even frost that the system clears on schedule is fine. Solid ice, ice on the bottom slash pan, or frost that never clears is the problem. Ice at the bottom of the unit or on the fan blades often points to a drainage problem or a coil that's been freezing slash thawing repeatedly. Look beyond just the defrost timing, low charge causes this too. On-demand defrost. A bad coil temperature sensor or a sensor that's come loose from the tube throws the whole logic off. It may defrost constantly or never. Check sensor mounting and resistance. Don't forget the outdoor fan must stop during defrost. If you force a defrost and the fan keeps running, the relay slash board output for the fan is suspect, and the coil won't clear well. When charge is low, a heat pump frosts more aggressively. If a unit ices up every cold snap, verify the charge before blaming the board. Safety slash code notes. Defrost work that requires opening the sealed system reversing valve, charge is governed by APA Section 608. Recover, don't vent. Auxiliary electric heat strips draw heavy current. Verify the circuit, sequencers slash relays, and conductor sizing are correct before energizing. See the electric heat slash sequencer material. Never pour hot water or chip ice off a frozen outdoor coil with metal tools to help. You'll damage fins or tubing. Dive knows why it's not defrosting instead.